AP Radio News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. In Portsmouth, England, on the day before the 75th anniversary of the D-Day invasion, President Trump read a prayer read by President Franklin Roosevelt.
O Lord, give us faith. Give us faith in Thee, faith in our sons, faith in each other, and faith in our united crusade.
Some 300 World War II veterans also attended the seaside ceremony. The AP Sagar Magani reports over Normandy, some vets are doing more than just observing.
Tom Rice remembers the first time.
That was the worst jump I ever had.
After getting tangled in the door of his aircraft, he jumped again on the invasion's 50th anniversary and now at 97 is doing it again in tandem with veteran parachutist Art Schaefer.
It'd be an honor just to share that with him.
Like other D-Day veterans, Rice says the war bothers him.
We did a lot of destruction, damage, and we chased the Germans out. coming back here is a matter of closure. You can close the issue now.
I'm Sagar Magani.
Former Broward County Deputy Scott Peterson will be staying in jail for now.
The court does find probable cause, and also the bonds that were imposed along with special conditions. Those special conditions will remain in place. And a total bond of $102,000.
In Florida, Peterson is accused of failing to intervene during the mass shooting at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School. 17 people were killed. Peterson stood silently in court. He must surrender his passport. The Supreme Court declined to hear the appeal of a former South Carolina policeman, Michael Slager, sentenced to 20 years in prison in the shooting death of an unarmed driver who was running away from a traffic stop. Gretchen Carlson is stepping down as board chairwoman of the Miss America organization. The former Fox News anchor took over leadership of the organization following an email scandal. This is AP Radio News. A plant that makes Nutella in France is open again. Workers had walked out.
Ferrero, the owner of the hugely popular hazelnut and chocolate spread, said that access to the factory was reopened overnight and that normal activity had resumed at the site. According to the union, the 160 of the factory's 350 workers who took part in the walkout demanded a 4.5% salary increase, a one-time €900 bonus, and better working conditions. It was unclear whether their demands had been granted. The plant produces 600,000 jars of the chocolate and hazelnut spread every day. That's a quarter of the world's output. I'm Karen Chemas.
Sticking to the subject of food, police in Slidell, Louisiana say someone called to complain the local Taco Bell ran out of both hard and soft shell tacos. The department says sarcastically, it's a travesty, but they can't do anything about it and stop making those kind of calls to police. The department added, we can't make this stuff up. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Saving on your landscaping project now at Menards. We make it easy for you to enhance your outdoor living space with the largest in-stock selection of concrete landscape block ready to take home today. Build a fire pit or retaining wall with our tumbled Belgian wall blocks. On sale now. Save big on your landscaping project at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big.